What's going on, beautiful people? This your man, Jamil Muhammad, tuning in with episode 7 of the Type 2 Podcast. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Thank you all for your ear. Thank you for your time. Please share this podcast with a friend or family member that can find this information useful, something that they can add to their toolbox, another tool. This episode is going to be talking about my favorite way to cut while I incorporate cardio into my exercise routine. And I don't like to beat around the bush. Let's get straight to the point. The way I cut, my favorite way that I cut, is to put the amount of aerobic exercise or cardio that I'm gonna do at the end of my workout. What this is gonna do is make sure that during my workout, it's gonna be a high intensity workout anyway. I usually try to hit my full body. I hit upper body, lower body, core, and that's incorporated with some sort of cardio during my exercise routine. So during HIIT training, I have at least a little bit of cardio because it's high intensity. You increase your heart rate and that's gonna be considered some sort of cardio exercise, right? So if I hit the bench and I hit 225 for however many sets, and then I went to the squat rack. I don't really do squats, but this is just for hypothetical. I hit the squat rack, I hit 225 as well. And then after I went back and forth hitting each set, I ended my workout with a mile run. What that's gonna do is allow me to burn up the glycogen, which is the stored carbohydrates in your muscle and your liver. That's gonna be burnt up. Once your glycogen is burnt up, your body is gonna run off of fatty acids. So when fatty acid oxidation occurs, you're gonna be just burning fat tissue. What that is gonna do is, one, you lose the water weight, because as carbohydrates are stored, you also store water with it as well. So you lose that water weight, and then you're gonna be going straight into fat burning mode. If you put the cardio at the end of the workout, one, you'll have that glycogen burnt off and you'll be running off of fats. And then two, you can just end your note in your workout on a high note. Because cardio is, to me, it's like a meditation, because you get in a certain zone, especially if you have a certain playlist that can just get you in that flow state, that zone, and you're just going and going and going. Whether you're running on a treadmill or you're running on a trail, you're still in that mental space where you're just able to focus and just be where you are and just kind of just relax and tone down your workout. That's usually when I switch my playlist from something, you know, hard to softer music with instrumentals like Tyco or something like that. Something that just gets me in the zone. It's not distracting too much. So that's what I do. I have my high intensity exercise program or routine. I make sure that I do that, make sure I hit lower body, upper body, and core. And then if I wanna isolate and hit my shoulders, that's one of my goals that I'm working on. If I'm gonna hit my shoulders, I'll do that after my HIIT training. And what I'll do then is I'll work on the pyramids. So if you don't know what pyramid training is, I'm gonna make another video on this. But I posted on my Instagram what the pyramid is. That's when you are, let's say I'm working with the cables for shoulder press. I start out with 30 pounds and I hit 12 repetitions. I go up to 40, hit 12 repetitions. I go up to 50, hit about 8. Go up to 60, hit 8. Keep going, keep going, keep going until I hit about, I don't know, let's say we hit 100 pounds. I hit 100 pounds for one set, rest for about 15 seconds. Hit it for another set, and then I go back down at the same increments that I hit before. So the pyramid, you're going up in weight and probably reducing the repetitions, and then you're going back down. So after my HIIT training, after I hit each body part, I do some isolation work, and then I end my workout with some cardio. What that is gonna do is allow me to burn off that muscle glycogen. It's gonna tax the muscles still, so I'm still gonna get some muscle growth and some muscle strength that's going to increase as I continue my workout routine. Then as you isolate, you strengthen specific muscles even more. So if I'm targeting my shoulders and I just hit shoulder press for about 100 reps, that's my isolation for the day. I'm done with my isolation. Then I go, might hit a couple pull-ups just to switch up the type of muscle insertions that I hit. And then I end it with some cardio. The cardio is, you're gonna lose weight. I promise you, you're gonna lose weight so quickly if you have that exercise routine. So that's what it is. You hit the high intensity, get your little warm up, go straight into the high intensity training, then the isolation, then you end it with cardio. That's three steps. High intensity, then isolation, then cardio. I know a lot of people, I see a lot of people in the gym just hitting core. They do 1,000 sit-ups, 1,000 knee-ups, and you know, they still look the same. And it's because you have to mix up the type of exercises that you're doing. You can't do the same thing. Your body is going to adapt to whatever it is you're doing. You have to switch it up. But one of the most important things that you must have is, one, a goal, and then two, you have to have some sort of accountability, and three, you have to have a bomb playlist. I can't stress that enough. There's no way I'm walking in the gym with no headphones and I'm not listening to some sort of music in my head, man. You have to have a bomb playlist that's just gonna get you going and keep you going, you know? So that's when I hit some, a couple sets with some Tyco. I hit a couple sets with just some instrumentals, something with few words in it, you know? I have that going so that I could get my mind in a certain space to where I can just go. You're not worried about anybody else's workout. You're not worried about whatever else is going on TV. You are where you are in that moment. You're working on the focus that you have for yourself, and you're keeping your goals in mind. I can't even stress this enough, man. Like, I do this coupled with intermittent fasting, and it has me feeling the best that I've ever felt in my life. Back when me and my brother used to eat once every other day at Morehouse College, we used to sit in the dorms and just have discussion about whatever it was. But the mental high that I got from intermittent fasting and exercising was the best feeling that I've ever had. And because of that, I don't even have the urge to try these weird substances that all our people are on. I don't even have the urge to even try those things. Because one, I stayed in the gym. I stayed with a goal, with an agenda. You don't have an agenda, somebody gonna give you an agenda, you know? So once you go in that gym, if cutting is your goal, make sure you go in there. Make sure you hit your HIIT training. Make sure that you hit some isolation. And then you end it with some beautiful cardio. You got a bomb playlist, and you got some real goals that you will achieve. Don't go in there hoping that you do some things. Make sure you get a list of things that you're gonna make sure that get done. Whether it's, I'm going to hit 25 push-ups, do that. I'm going to hit 15 burpees, do that. Make it happen. Do some things you know for a fact that you can do, and let that momentum build. You are gonna feel the best you ever felt in your life. If you haven't checked out the last episode, episode 6, I talked about my personal testimony with intermittent fasting, and I have to bring that up in this episode because I couple that with my exercise routine, and it has a strong influence on when I work out. Fasted cardio, some of the best mental high that you're gonna have. Please be careful while you do it. I've been doing this for about six or seven years. I forget off the top of my head. But I've been doing this I'll give it 7 years. I've been working on this. So this is just something that I practice. I've been practicing this for years. But if you're just starting out, man, take it easy. Enjoy the process. Enjoy every small step. Because if you rush it, you won't even be able to enjoy it. At the end of the year, you don't even realize what you've done because you've been working on putting your mind on when is the end of the year gonna come. All you gotta do is worry about, man, what am I about to do today? How many goals do I have today? Should I put this in a blog post today? should I have this conversation with this person today? That's the same process. You got to be able to transfer that into many areas of your life. I know I'm going on a little bit of a rant, but these goals that you have for yourself, if you want to cut, I promise you, just try the routine and tell me how it works for you. This is what works for me. This is my favorite way to do it. If it doesn't work for you, then so be it. At least you know that it didn't work because you tried. Figure out your own way and your own path. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm just making suggestions. Figure out your own path so that you can influence another person. If you can influence at least one other person to get off their feet, get off their butt, get in the gym, change their life, eat some better foods, at least try some better foods, I guarantee you there's a reward in there for you. So my suggestion for you today, try that routine. We got some high-intensity training, we got some isolation work, and we also have cardio at the end for about a mile. You don't have to do too much. The most important thing is persistence. I got that from Think and Grow Rich. That's an audiobook I'm rereading or re-listening to. It's all about your strong desire or strong will and persistence. You're constantly putting that desire or that will into work. You're putting it into action. Remember those three things: high intensity training, isolation work, and then end it with some cardio, and then reward yourself. Reward yourself with a fresh juice, some water. Think about what you've just done. Reflect on your day. Reflect on your goals. How many of them did you hit in that one training session? Man, I guarantee you're gonna feel so good doing that. Man, this is a beautiful time in my life because I know I'm gonna remember this. Because it's recorded, because it's something I'm taking slow, I'm working every day on it. If you take your life slow, work every day on it, don't take it so serious. You know, you have to enjoy yourself, have some humility. Enjoy yourself, enjoy your workout, enjoy your path. Enjoy where you are and enjoy where you're going to be. I always say, I'm here for a good time and a long time. It's not one or the other. I'm gonna have a good time and I'm gonna have a good time for a real long time, you know? Man, thank you all so much for tuning in to episode 7. If you haven't checked out episode 6, please listen to it. Please give me your thoughts. Let me know what you think. If at least one person listens to this and is inspired by it, then I'm satisfied. But I'm going to keep speaking on these things, physical, mental, and environmental health, until I inspire as many people as possible to live and guide them to live lives that will bring life to them and those around them. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Please share this episode with a family member or a friend that you believe will listen and take some tools from this. Thank you all so much. I'm out of here. I hope you've really enjoyed this lesson. I look forward to hearing from you all, hearing your thoughts, and also I look forward to making another episode in the very, very near future. I'm out of here. Peace.